Pasuk says, "B'mshoich ha'yovel himayala b'hor." B'mshoich ha'yovel himayala b'hor. Yeah. So, kilo when one shleim in the Shechina is on Hasinai, so then you mustn't be there, right? Sokol yora yora. It's dangerous. B'mshoich ha'yovel. This is Rashi. B'mshoich ha'yovel simon the siluk Hashchina. Shechina's gone away. Himayala b'hor. Then you should go up to the har. So I mean, the Pashta Kash is, what's that to go up in the har? It's a tourist site. So go on, the Shechina is left. The whole taiva was for the Shechina, so it came down. And now the Shechina is not there anymore. So what's the meaning of Hema Yalu Bahar? Rashi is kind of Rishoyin Lalis. They're not to go up. Who goes up in the Hasina when there's no Shechina? Maishna Hasina from any other mountain. No, I'm not doing mountain climbing. But Rashi also says another word over there. Rashi says that which isle is it? B'mshoich ha'yovel. Yovel is an isle. And Rashi brings down that which isle was it? That was the Eile Shel Yitzchok, right from the Akedah. So what's the Shaychus? It comes out of Mordechai Yisod. That the Benchla wants to show a person that the whole Parsha is Yisrael, the whole Maimed of Hasina was a Soiris Milamala. It was a Soiris Milamala. In other words, it was a Mordechai Yisoiris. And it was a Moedic inspiration that we can't be Masid Bechlal. But it came in a Ma'al al-Amata. It wasn't an Avoida of Kilu. It was a Ma'al al-Amata. Vayered Hashem al-Hasinai. Vayered Hashem al-Hasinai. That was a Gewaltige His-Oyrus. And the Rebbein Shalom wanted to teach Klal Yisrael that when the Rebbein Shalom sends a His-Oyrus, yes, then it's no Chochmah for everybody to have this Moedic Taiva. Because the Rebbein Shalom comes down in Hasinai, it's the Chapash Tazach, everybody wants to climb on the mountain. This Gehet, this doesn't belong to the Avoida Sa'odah. Eventually, I want to show a person when there's a siluk shechina, when the shechina is not there anymore. Hema yala b'ha, you have to teach yourself your own hislavas to get to the Rebbein Shalom. That's the chiluk. Hema yala, Rebbein Shalom. Kibbutz mashma hema yala. They'll go up. So Rashi says rishoyin lalas, but it's mashma behema yala b'ha. They'll go up. In other words, they should go up on the mountain. It's teaching a person that even when there's no isoyrus milamala, and this isoyrus milamala is left, shechina is left, a yid has to try. Mineo Bay to build himself a Hisoyrus to be a Hema Yalabah. And that's the sod of the Eilat Shel Yitzchok. That's the sod of the Akedah. Because the Hilgas Fasema says, now why was the Akedah the hardest Akedah, the hardest Nisoyin? Because all the other Nisoyinus, right, as soon as it's the Meratzim for Rabban Shalom, so Avraham Avinu was automatically built, it was inbuilt in Avraham Avinu, whatever Ratzon Hashem is, he's on the Madrega, he automatically has a burning desire, a burning Ratzon to do the Ratzon Hashem. So, but all the other Nisoyinus, the Rabban Shalom wanted him to go down to Mitzrayim, so Taka went down to Mitzrayim. But since Rabban Shalom wanted him to go down to Mitzrayim, so he felt the Meredika Chukka to go down to Mitzrayim, because that's Ratzon Hashem. How it says, this Fasema is by the Akedah, you know this Fasema? Fasema says, by the Akedah, it wasn't Ratzon Hashem to Shech this. Hashem was going to stop him in the last minute. So Hashem says, go and shecht your son. So he didn't have any his oiris. He didn't have any his oiris to go and do it. Which he had by all the other instances. Here he didn't have any his oiris to do it. Because he wasn't Ratzon Hashem. So therefore it was like a stone. It felt like a stone. And yet he worked up a Mordek Hislam's Minei Obey. It was like a Siluk Hashchina in that Nisoyin. It was a Siluk Hashchina. And when Neobey Vayashkim Avram Aboike, from himself he worked up as our Mordechai's love, as Neobey Vayashkim Avram Aboike, nothing can stop him. That's the schus of the Akedah. That's the schus of the Akedah. So maybe that's why they had Bemshech HaYovel, which you have to be masking the Akedah over here. Because here the tzivuy is without his oiris, the silka shchina. There's a silka shchina over here. And that's teach a yid with a silka shchina, you have to make your own, minei obey. The fact is that you want to do Ratzon Hashem, and even if you don't feel inside you, and even if there's no inspiration, min hashamayim, but you have to build an inspiration inside you, milamata, and that you have to make that inspiration, then you still have to go up, even though you don't see the shchina kdosh up there. Where's the nesinus koyach to do that? The nesinus koyach to do that comes from the Akedah. that's the sod of the Akedah. And then Avraham Avinu built up that Meredith and Slavus to shecht his own son. And then the Rebbein Shalom says, don't shecht your son. Shemvida, that holy Slavus went away. And then Mehine Ayel Achi, he saw another Ayel. And he said, Yerotzen Ke'ilu, that everything he does with the Ayel should be as if he's bringing up his son. It's mamish the same Nakuda. That's what I'm talking about. Imagine the holy Soiris he built up to give his own son that which he loves his most to the Rebbein Shalom. And that all inspiration went away. But the Malach said, don't. Avraham Avinu built up that inspiration again and put that inspiration into an Ayel Acher. That's the Eilu Shel Yitzchak, and that's the Nesinus Koyach. That's the Nesinus Koyach that a person has to know that the Ikri Slavus that Rebbeinu Shlomo wants from a person is the Slavus that came in Eibay. And that's the chiluk between Pashas Yisrael and Mishpatim. Yisrael is taka milamala lamata. This Eiris milamala lamata. Now Rebbeinu Shlomo says, when even that Eiris goes away, I want you to be Misoira Minei Abay. So that's the sod. That's the sod, the chiluk between Yisrael and Mishpatim. Mishpatim is what? Mishpatim is the dini benodam lachaveira. It's the more of the, you know, the chiluk of Torah that's more benodam lachaveira. There you don't get the hislava so much, right? It doesn't learn Shein Avot in the parasha. When it comes to Choshe Mishpot, it comes to Hilchas Ben Adam L'Chaveroi, so it's not so mudgish there, the Hilchas Ben Adam L'Mokim, the Kechelik, the Islam is the Kechelik. It's not so muzbar over there. So therefore, the Chilik say, between Yisrael and Mishpotim, you have the Parashah and the Mizbeach. Parashah and Mizbeach is Mizbeach Adom L'Tasali. Mizbeach Adom L'Tasali. Rosh says they have to fill up the whole Mizbeach, Kibbe, they have to fill it up with Ofa or Adom. Except Mizbeach is Mizbeach Adom L'Tasali. But a korban is kirvus elikus. A korban is a moedik a kirvus elikim. A person feels a kiruv, korban kiruv. He wants to bring himself up. Not that he's built a moedik a hislavus. He wants to give himself up to the Rebbeinu Shleilim. That's the hislavus, the kirvus amokim that a person feels. This is the Torah that ikay is it's mizbech adoma tasli. It's got to come from. It's got to be grounded. It's got to be a grounded hisoyer. The ikav vot of a korban is the yidin hisoyer minei bay. The Ike is Oyers is it's got to be something that comes from Minei Bay. It's not something that came in the Mala, because then it's not grounded. Then it's not grounded, then it's not part of the person. It's only his Oyers that's part of the person is his Oyers that's grounded, that comes from the Adoma. His Be'ach Adoma Tasali. It comes from Minei Bay, it comes from the person himself. And there, you build on the Mizbeach. There you miscarif. That's the Ike, that's the Ike Iskarifus. That's the Nakuda, that's the Korban is the. The hemshach between Yisrael and Mishpatim. Yisrael is taka the Oyeris Milamala. Mishpatim is learning the Mishpatei HaTorah. And it's learning the Mishpatei HaTorah. And when Oifn, that person builds the Islavas, Minei Abay builds the Islavas. And that's in the middle, the Korban, in his Be'ach Adoma Tassali, that gives a person Minei Abay, Min Adoma. When a person's grounded still, builds up his Oyeris. He builds up his Oyeris from there. And those are the two parashas. Those are the two parashas of Yisrael and Mishpatim. The Benchler wants us to. The Benchler wants us to work Minei Abay and to build that his life is. And what do you get from that? From that you get a Mishkan. That's next week's parasha. Also, Mikdash b'shachanti b'soich. I want to be b'soich kol echad ve'echad. Now, the Benchler says, I want you to make me a mokum in yourselves, deep in yourselves. I want you to make me a mokum. When I come down in Parashas Yisroel. We haven't made a mokum for the Rebbeinu Shleilim. It's like a thing that came down and it goes back up again. The Shechina came down and there's a silica Shechina. To make kiyum, the Shechanti, the Shechina, Shechim, Soichim, to have a kiyum down here, that's got to go between the Yisrael, there's got to be a Mishpatim. Mishpatim is the Benadam Chaver, the nitty gritty, halachas of a person dealing with other people, dealing with Velt L'Chazach, and dealing with Inyonei Ha'ilim Hazeh. And there you bring the Shechina down, there you're working on the Shechina, even when you're grounded, so to speak, is then Yezoicha to a Vasili Mikdash Vashachanti B'soicha. Then Yezoicha to a Shechina. So that's the kesher between Yisrael, Mishpatim, and Truma. That's what came out in Shalashudas last week.